Previously on Algoa FM.
Today we welcome Harrison Nash, Program Manager at Maranatha Street Workers Trust. Harrison, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me on air.
Brilliant. Let's get down to the crux of what the NPO is all about. Give us a bit of a background of what you do.
Yes, absolutely. So Maranatha Street Workers Trust was founded in 2002 by Dr. Trudy Besson and her husband, Mr. Albie Besson. And since then, it's flourished. It's gone from strength to strength. We've got a few projects that we run. Child and Youth Care Centre, Maranatha Siagatala, which has 34 children and young people in residential care. We also have Maranatha Adult Care, where we have homeless adults based in income-generating projects, as well as our rural community project in New Bethesda. So it's a lot to keep us very busy every day.
How many people do you house at your various shelters? Let me put it that way.
Yes, thank you for that. So with our Maranatha Siagatala Youth Care Centre, we've got 34 children and young people. Mm-hmm. They're from the ages of 5 to 21 years of age. Girls and boys, we take them right through from early childhood into post-matric, further education, work opportunities as well. And we're a full-time home for them. As well as that, with our adult care, we can accommodate 40 adults, men, women, a couple family units as well that we have there. Mm-hmm. And with our rural community project, it's actually community-based. So we work with the families and people in need in that community.
So it's all about, housing folk and or adults and children and also sustaining them going forward in terms of development.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. So we basically have to look holistically. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the children and young people, we have to meet all of their needs. So, we are feeding them, we are schooling them, we're meeting their therapeutic needs, yeah. Recreational, developmental, caring services that we provide. And with adults, it's also about development. So we keep our adults busy. They provide services at one of our income generating projects. For example, we've got a garden project on the farm that we have at Maranatha, garden nursery, poultry breeding, and our adults actually are kept very busy, but also learning skills through those projects. Mm-hmm. That keeps them occupied. And in return for that, they get their accommodation and their meals, and of course, a safe home to stay in.
It is always a mission to run an NPO, more so or most of the time when your hands are tied. What are your specific needs at this stage?
Yes, thank you. Of course, as you can imagine, we're running households on a big scale. Mm-hmm. So anything that you would need in a household is things that we would need at Maranatha in our varying projects. Specifically, we also need garden equipment at this stage. Things like wheelbarrows, garden hoses, mm-hmm. equipment to help with our garden projects as well. Food donations is always a big need, as you can imagine, feeding that many people daily. Things like bread and spreads for the bread, for sandwiches, for children, adults, even at our rural project in New Bethesda when we try to feed people who attend our programs, paint and things that can help with the upkeep and maintenance of our buildings. And of course, it sounds obvious, but cash donations, we would love to get more debit orders and monthly support to help us run our projects.
All right. Before I let you go, Harrison Nash, Program Manager at Maranatha Street Workers Trust, final words from your side.
Well, we always just appreciate people spreading the word, spreading awareness of what we can do. They can find us online, Maranatha Siagatala Youth Centre on Facebook, and contact us for more information. But we would really, really value everybody's support.
Yeah, we have all your details up and running on our website already, algoafm.co.za. Thank you so much for the brief chat, but very effective at the end of the day. And Algoa Country, we'd love you to go onto our website and assist Maranatha Street Workers Trust in achieving their endeavors going forward. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Casey.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.